Welcome to Visions of Success Internet Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Fred Simkowski. You know, someone once said that success is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. Well, I believe that you need just as much inspiration, if not more, than just perspiration. I mean, after all the sweat in the world isn't going to make you successful unless you are inspired. This is the place to go to seek insights, inspiration, advice, tricks, tips on how to attain the life and career success you've always dreamed of, wanted, and desired. Today I am with Beverly Golden. Now, this is an absolutely fantastic, interesting, charismatic lady. She is a writer, raconteur, peacenik, and self-professed guinea pig who loves testing unconventional ways to shift paradigms, that's a big word, in the playing fields of healthcare, storytelling, and world peace. Her point of view: trust your intuition even when no one else sees your point of view. Her signature mantra: she's a curious observer of human nature. She loves finding the humor in everyday situations and challenging complacency by inspiring conversations, that encourage others to ask questions. She believes that inspired conversations stimulate fresh ideas and intentional action, leading to positive change both personally and then globally. And of course, her first book, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie, bursting with anecdotes from her years in the entertainment industry, copied with her stories of survival from a life lived with health issues. The story is her unconventional memoir, really written in 8 days. Another example of Beverly's passion for turning the impossible into possible. Her writings can also currently be found on Huffington Post, among others. So, Beverly, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Doc Fred?
Excellent. So, today we're going to talk about using intuition to unleash your personal greatness. I love this. Okay, so let's get started. So, first of all, I guess the first question we should ask and tell people about is, how would you describe intuition?
Yeah, I mean, I think intuition is something, first of all, that we all innately are born with, and somehow we don't tap into it. So, I mean, if you look at the dictionary definition, it's really the ability to understand something immediately without any need for conscious reasoning. So this means it's not something you have to think about. It's not something you're making a decision on. It really is, you know, if I want to put it in simple terms, that gut reaction or that heart reaction, something that inside you, there's just a knowing. It's not like something that you're rationally trying to come up with an answer for. And this, really, we do all have this, and it's so interesting. We're so influenced by everything happening in the outside world that I wonder if sometimes we forget to listen to ourselves and this kind of voice that's inside us, which is our intuition.
Yeah, but don't you think a little of that comes with because they really don't trust themselves as much as they think they do, and they really got to do a better job of knowing who they are, so when that gut feeling, that intuition kicks in, you actually listen to it.
And I think that's true, and I would say it's becoming more challenging in our world. We are bombarded 24/7 with impulses, information, other people's stuff. I'll put quotes around the word stuff.
Yeah.
We lose track of what's even our own. And it really is an inner process. I mean, our lives happen, as you know, from the inside out, not from the outside world in. So this discovering your own inner intuition, listening to your inner voice, to me is really the way that you have the possibility of unleashing your own, inner greatness or your own personal greatness. Because really, I don't believe greatness can come from the outside in. And it took me a really long time to learn that. I'm definitely a person who's been fascinated by the outside world as much as my own inner, you know, being.
Yeah, and I think we spend too much time, if you will, worrying about what somebody else people thinks. What do they think of me? What do they think I'm going to do? What do they think they're not going to do? I mean, unfortunately, we're bombarded by so much negativity out there, okay? And I think if people would just be a lot more positive in everything they do, that makes a difference also.
Well, and I think the positivity has to come from this inner confidence,
yes.
Right? This inner light that we have. And really, this is, it's not reserved for some of us. We all have this. And we are living in a time right now when things are speeding up. There's no question. Scientifically, there's proof. I don't want to get into that, but
yeah.
There is proof that things are actually speeding up. And yet, we are being asked to slow down.
Yeah.
It's impossible to keep up with the speed of things out in the world. And I feel this takes a lot of people off track because they're too busy trying to stay connected to something out there, and the real connection is, you know, what's happening in you, and what does it require for you to find that inner connection that then you can share yourself with the world?
Oh, yeah. Many times when I'm doing my coaching with people, the first thing I tell them to do is, before we start, you turn off the cell phone, you turn off the computer, you turn off the phone, and you got to sit someplace quietly, and you don't have to meditate. You know, this is not transcendental meditation, but
mm-hmm.
what you really need to do is get that quiet time and really look inside yourself to find out who you are, where you're going, and where you want to go. And you're right. You know, we're so connected, you know, we've got to learn how to be unconnected.
Yeah, and you know what offers that opportunity to people? Nature.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, I just recently wrote an article about cloud watching because this is my, I'm a cloud meditator. This is my form of being out in the world. I mean, you can do this in the city as well. Then somebody said to me, do you realize there are kids who have grown up in the city? They have no connection at all to nature.
Yeah.
They, you know, and the interesting reaction I got from a lot of people, they used to cloud watch when they were kids. It seems that, you know, as kids, we have these luxuries to be,
yeah.
you know, in awe of other things, to really find the wonder in our life. So I'm just encouraging people, find whatever it is for you. And it's not a one thing fits all. For sure, we have our own individuality, as I know you agree. And it's about finding what works for us. Am I a meditator? Not in the traditional, you know, definition of meditation.
Right.
Do I find watching clouds meditative or gardening? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really about, it's not even about slowing things down. It's about trying to filter out what's going on around you as to what's important and what's not important. And then you really can get down to that intuitive stuff. So let's get down to some of that intuitive stuff. How about you sharing some examples from your life where by following your intuition, you have unleashed your personal own greatness?
Okay. My life has been a very interesting journey because I've had a lot of health issues, and that's what I write about in my book primarily. It's like, you know, I've really come back from a lot of situations in my life where people, you know, thought this could go either way. She might not make it. And along the way, from the time I was young, I trusted that outside world. I trusted doctors. I trusted what they were telling me because they were the authorities. It didn't take me too long to really start listening to my own inner voice, and no matter what I was being told, and that's why this mantra, you know, trust your intuition even when no one else sees your point of view. The most recent time was in the early 2000s. I was dramatically ill, and that was a time when people looked at me and they gasped, and that's how scary I looked. I did. I looked like
really.
I might not make it another day. And I had a lot of people giving me input and a lot of people giving me advice. And this is, I think, where I really honed this listening to my own inner voice and just trusting what was right for me. And I was led, you know, I really believe in the synchronicity of being led to things and being open to them in your life and exploring them if they resonate with you, and that's listening to your inner voice. So I found this very therapeutic art program, which I got involved in, and many other things, which I was advised not to be involved in them, not to go that route, go the traditional medical route. Most recently, that I would say is basically saved my life by listening to my intuition. So that's huge. And because of that, I'm now exceedingly healthy. It wasn't necessarily an easy road, but it was my road. You know, it was the path that I had to take back to health. And I did ultimately choose surgery, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that I jumped into it. It was like I realized when I listened to my own intuition in that moment, when you're offered 90% hope that you will, the result will be positive, you know, how can you not listen to that? Even though I honestly was very resistant to ever having surgery in my life again. So with all the work I had done, the inner work, etc., I was at a point where I could accept that. And it wasn't a matter of who's right or who's wrong. I've really learned that in my life. It's not about trying to prove I'm right and they're wrong. It's really what is the best and the highest for you, for your individuality. Earlier in my life, I had been advised with my daughter, because she was premature, not to breastfeed her. And that was one of the things I really, really wanted to do. And I write about this. Even the pediatrician, you know, suggested I wouldn't even try it. It's probably going to be, you're going to be defeated. You're not going to be able to do this. And I, you know, something in me said, I'm going to trust my intuition and I'm going to follow this through. And that's this whole thing too about when I'm told something's impossible and I really listen to my own inner voice, it's like I'm going to see what's possible, because it's easy to accept someone out there's information or their prognosis or their suggestion. If it doesn't feel right for you, I, you know, have learned trust whatever comes up for me and what feels right for me.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that's a great point, okay? Again, it goes back to, you know, we got so many experts in the world. It's like, oh my God, we're flooded with experts, okay? And in my coaching, when someone comes to me to be coached, the first thing I tell them is, let's understand something. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. And I'm not going to tell you when to do it. We're going to discuss how you think you need to go, where, and how. And I'm going to help you get there. But if you came to me for answers, you can forget it. The only thing you're going to get from me is questions. And when I get down to that point where we start getting to the question, and usually by the end of the first session, every one of the people who, and I think there's over 1,000 people I've coached in the last 14 years in 6 countries, I think first thing they say is, well, I really knew that. And I keep telling them, of course you really knew that. You just needed somebody to sit with you, to take the time, so you understand that you know what's going on and what's good for you. I can't tell you what's good for you, okay? So every time, you know, I get another success story, if you will, okay? I just had one recently where the gentleman had to go to a job interview, and he was like flipping out, okay? Mm-hmm. So he called me up and he says, oh, Fred, I really need to talk to you. I'm going to blow this. And I said, okay. First of all, calm down. And I said, next, why do you think you're going to blow it? Well, what if they ask this question and what if they ask that question? And I said to him, wait a minute. You know the answers to those questions, don't you? And he said, well, yeah. I said, so what are you worried about? Well, what if I say the wrong thing? I said, listen, it's only wrong in your mind. The other person doesn't know what you're going to say till you say it. So stop worrying about what's wrong and just say what's comfortable for you. Exactly what you're saying. Say what's comfortable for you and tell the truth. Don't gild the lily, if you will, but just be honest with the person. Now, if they don't like honesty, guess what? You don't want to work for them anyway.
Well, so, and I think we're at a, yeah, and I think we have to at some point find who our authentic self is,
right,
our authentic voices. And I mean, there's a lot of people, and you must see this for sure in your coaching, who paralyze themselves from fear.
Yes.
And fear of something that's not even existing. It's kind of this crazy story that we all get into at times,
yes,
right? And
yes.
we paralyze ourselves.
Yes.
It's
really in our heads, okay? I was speaking to somebody recently. I think maybe they were on the show, but, I know who it was, okay? It was Hannah Hemsley, okay, of Authentic. One thing she always says is, okay, you got to listen to your inner voice, okay? It's your inner voice. You know what the answers are. You know what's good for you. You know what you want to do, okay? And sometimes you got to block out the other people and you got to follow that inner voice, okay? And I think that's what you're saying.
Well, and it's true. And I mean, it's interesting that I would imagine when we're younger as children, we have much more trust in this, right?
Yes.
Like we have much more freedom. We really trust ourselves and we don't have these inhibitions of what's the outside world going to think. I mean, if you watch children, they don't really care. Like, you know, I mean, they might get scolded for something, but they have a sense of joy and wonder and freedom. And really, we're all amazed at that and we're all in awe of it. And yet it gets squashed out of us and all of these outside things start to, in some ways, they shrink us down, right? And we lose this inner trust.
Yes.
And I have to say, you know, like I have been, had a lot of resistance in my own life because I've been very much a thinker. Like I have a very acute and very well-honed thinking capacity, I would say. And of course, for us all, the more you think about something, I guess the more we get ourselves in trouble.
Yeah,
we start creating these stories.
Yeah, we overthink so much stuff, okay? The one thing I always learned when I was a Boy Scouts was kismet. Keep it simple, stupid, okay? And I think we complicate things because we spend too much time thinking about it. Which brings us to another great question, and you touched upon this, okay, is, you know, how is trusting your intuition changed from your years growing up, okay? And you grew up, I think, at the same time I did, the hippie area, the 60s, okay? And I think you even write about this in your book, okay? So you were there. Now, who are you today? What's the difference?
Yeah, I think I've totally transformed. So it's really interesting because I was very, very shy. And I'm still an
really?
Introvert. Yeah, believe it or not, I was really, really shy because I was so concerned about the external. So I was very, very beautiful, apparently, and I was very, very smart, and that for women, as you know, for everyone, it can be a deadly, deadly combination when you're younger because you want to fit in. And I was very fat when I was a child also, so all of these things contributed to insecurities. And my first illness was when I was quite young. I was only 14 years old. So I've really had this journey of self-discovery through a path to wellness. I mean, it sounds like a crazy way to get there. However, since 2008, when I really trusted I've really trusted my intuition probably for the last 15 years. And there's just an inner knowing now that, you know, there's a certainty. It's like, I think Oprah says, what I know for sure. And yeah, there's just a real certainty in me now, and I don't fall into the resistance so much. There was a lot of times in my life where, because I was smart, I mean, my mother I have a 98-year-old mother, and she sometimes still says to me, you're too smart for your own good. And I'm like, I'm not exactly sure what that means, because I think being smart is actually a compliment. But it's that thinking capacity, right? Trying to figure things out and trying to make things go the way you want to go and being in resistance to something because you want to do it your way. And I've really let go of that. And you know, in the inner voice, and I'm so open to whatever is coming towards me. So I've transformed. I feel I'm a very different person, and I hope we all have that opportunity in our lives. And I write about that a lot in my book because I'm willing very vulnerably to share some of the stories that, you know, when you read them, you would go, wow, that's why would you share that story? And it's like I trusted my own intuition. So with my book, Doc Fred, this is what happened. I basically, these stories came out in a very unusual way. And I trusted the stories that came out, and they went into the book the way they came out, and often I'll go, wow, I wonder why that story, and I just trusted it. Trust my intuition, trust whatever came to me, that these are the stories, you know, that other people want to read, and that these are the stories that were the ones for me to share. So that's another example, just recently, of trusting what came through, and that's what's in my book. And I write about my health issues, and I write about all my resistance, because isn't that who we are as human beings? And, you know, you can't have light without dark, and you can't have, you know, all of those things. They're basically the polarities in our life that make us who we are. And those experiences are what lead us to the transformative times, so that we do evolve.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We're always evolving in our human beingness.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it goes to, okay, you know, I wrote an article recently about, you know, what's your aha moment? You know, that moment when you think, oh, why was I doing that? Why wasn't I doing something else? Okay? Yeah. And everybody has at least one aha moment. But the more people I speak to, and just like yourself, we have a lot of aha moments when we say, why am I doing this? Why shouldn't I be doing something else? Why am I following what everybody else is following? It's like what my belated, mother used to say, you know, and I'm sure you've heard this one before. It's like, if your friends jump off the roof, are you going to follow them?
But you know what? There's a lot of people that just want to fit in, and
yes,
they will do whatever it requires to fit in.
Yes.
It's too bad, and, you know, and our society is getting somewhat, that's more pressure on younger people. However, I think there's also this huge movement to really inner discovery and sharing who you are. You know, find what your passion is and what your light is, and then shine it out into the world. That's a great philosophy to have. It's like, do what excites you, what creates passion, because then you're going to share something that has some wonderful energy in it with the world.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing that we wind up getting burnt, if you will, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we go to high school, and in the senior year, you're supposed to go to a guidance counselor, okay? And the guidance counselor looks at your record, and they tell you what you should be doing. You know, go to college, go to a vocational school. Well, they don't have vocational schools. That's from our era, not from this era, okay? But they don't guide you. They're not guidance counselors. They're people who tell you what you should be doing in the rest of your life. And the fact of the matter is, there's very few people I know today, okay, that were in high school with me that are doing or followed what the guidance counselor said. We're all doing something different, okay? I was going to be a chemist for some bloody reason. I have no idea why. And
okay.
And I eventually went to banking. From banking, I went to training and development. From training and development, I went into consulting. From consulting, I went into coaching. And now, thank God, I'm semi-retired. I only do some coaching. And I'm a talk show host, okay?
There you go.
So, and trust me, the guidance counselor never said, you know, Fred, you got a wonderful voice for radio. Like she said, well, you got A's in this, and you got B's in that. And you know, sometimes I think we could live without guidance counselors.
And for sure, I think we're our own guidance counselors.
Yes.
I think this is the whole, we're in an era. Listen to your passion. There's so much more entrepreneurial spirit out in the world.
Oh, yes.
And I meet wonderful younger people who are just, you know, want to travel, and they really are living their heart's passion as opposed to doing what might be expected of them by family. And I think a lot of the traditional roles are being broken down right now, the institutions that, you know, we once held dear. So there's a lot of opportunities now. Once you just sit quietly, listen to your inner voice, and, you know, I mean, that's the other thing we can say. Like, if you look at the hippie values, there's really some wonderful values that were seeded back in the hippie days that are so much a part of our culture now. You know, it was the peace movement. It was love. It was music. It was art. It was community and organic living and sharing. And it wasn't just sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So that's what I say. The hippie values are really the core of who we are as human beings. And if we all could live some of those ideals, you know, in our lives, and like really just share ourselves, be part of community, be of service out in the world. And like, you know, it takes some people a while to get there, but it's really a lovely way to live, where you're sharing your passion, you're in a community, you're being of service, you're having an adventurous life, You're open to whatever comes towards you, right? And you explore it because you just really don't know. Like you said, it isn't the guidance counselor who's going to give you really your direction in life. It's you who's going to find the direction that works for you and that you can share with the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like what my philosophy, and this is what's made me so successful with my coaching and my talk show, is about making a difference in this world. It's about knowing that you matter. So you have to find out how you want to make a difference in this world. And there's so many things that each of us could be doing with our talent, our experience, our knowledge. So when I do my coaching with people, the first thing I see is, okay, I know you want to matter. Okay? And if you want to matter, how are you going to make a difference in this world? Because when you start looking outside of yourself, okay, you really find out more about yourself. Because it doesn't become about you in the long run. It becomes about what you can contribute, like you say, to the community, to the people around you. And when you find that, okay, all of a sudden it's like, wow, you know, this is really great stuff. And you know, that's, and if you talk about the hippie generation, you know, fine, you know, like you say, you forget the drugs and all that other stuff, okay. But there was great stuff that came out of there. There were great minds if you were willing to listen.
Well, the philosophy was just such a simple philosophy. It was love and peace.
Right.
And really, if that's at the core of who we are as human beings and we could create that world, that would be my wish, that we are all involved in a world that knows love, shares love, and knows peace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's do a quick recap here before we sign off. What did we talk about today? One, we talked about it's really, you know, intuition is really not just our inner feelings, but it's really a travel of self-discovery. It's really about getting to that wellness, not just physically, but mentally. It's about listening to your inner voice to the point where, you know, you get rid of negative stuff and you start thinking about the positive stuff. How do you do that? Well, first of all, you got to trust yourself. You got to get confidence. How do you get confidence? Okay, you have to be open-minded. You have to listen to things going on around you. What affects you? What doesn't affect you? Okay? And you really got to follow your passion. You know, it's a big Vogue thing, you know, follow your passion. But it really is about thinking about who you are, where you are, where you want to go, okay, following your passion, share yourself with your community. Now, you don't have to go out and start giving out food on food lines if that's not what you want to do, okay? But sharing yourself, you'll find out more about you than you will ever. And certainly, again, as Ben telling us over and over again today, trust your gut, trust your intuition. You have so many good qualities within you, okay? All you do is gotta follow. Is that what we spoke about today?
That's what we talked about today. It sounds simple.
Yeah, I know. I know. It sounds simple, but that's why we have you here, okay? So, and we have you here, so tell our audience, how can they contact Beverly Golden? How can they get your book?
I'm everywhere now. Well, my website is beverlygolden.com, and my first name is spelled with an L-E-Y, and even if you spell it wrong, you'll get there.
Good.
My book, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie, is available everywhere. So wherever you live in the world, it is available online to order. Whatever your favorite bookseller is, it's available.
Even on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, good. Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo. If you live in the UK, it's on Amazon. If
excellent.
You live in Australia, so everywhere. And really, it's you know, a story of being human. So it's not a sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's about being human, and it's about really challenging and surviving and coming out on the other side with this, like I said, this real strong sense of inner intuition. It's a lot of family stories, so that's really nice to share as well. And I write for the Huffington Post. I'm always writing about new, interesting, hopefully cultural topics. So that's where you can find me, and I always love hearing from people. So people are always surprised when they say, "Wow, you emailed me back," and I'm like, "Absolutely, why not? I'm interested in people. You know, I have a genuine interest, and I'm always available if you want to email me."
Excellent, excellent. Beverly, this has been absolutely fantastic today. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much for the fabulous conversation, Doc Fred.
You're welcome.
Remember to go to my website, LifeCareerBusinessCoach.com, for more information and assistance you may be looking for. There is a link there for this show, Visions of Success Internet Talk Radio, where you can listen to replays and more interviews on a regular basis. And be sure to subscribe to my monthly newsletter for more great learning and insight. This show airs every Friday and was hosted by amazing Women of Power Radio Network and in conjunction with Raven International Network. Have a great day, and you can get it done.